Danny Gaselli, East Coast Radio.
And I told you we were going to chat to two incredible men. And I'm not lying. So we now welcome to the show, Brian, and who are you here today with?
To be here with Andre.
Andre, okay.
Chairman for Wings Athletic Club.
Okay, amazing. Okay, you just told me now, we've played soccer together, hey?
Yes, a couple of years ago, we played for the East Coast All-Stars team, and I remember your father as well.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. He probably kicked you and swore or something, hey?
Quite a lot, eh? Yeah.
So let me ask you this. You did an amazing thing, right? You walked from Mklanga through to Wentworth with 30 kgs on your back.
Yeah, so we started walking with 25 kgs. We started on Marine Drive, and halfway we upped the kgs to 30 kgs.
Let me ask you this. What have you been through in your life to make you want to do this?
So on my behalf, what I've been through, in our community we're facing a lot of challenges.
Yeah.
And I've been through such hard spaces in life. I've been in such tight corners, and I found it very hard to get out of that space. And funny enough, the people I reached out to, the people I spoke to, reaching out to people seeking help, instead they took your situation and they made fun of it. So that's what prompted me to now say, listen, we need to do something in our community, because the atmosphere, the attitude is just not right. So that's what drove us to start this journey and say, what can we do to change? What can we do to try and change the concept in Wentworth? What initiative can we bring to the community to break the stigmas that's now happening and holding everybody back? So that's when we came up with this idea. And yeah, when we started it, we were forced to take it home because it was tough. Danny, it was tough. But yeah,
I can only imagine. When you started, I'm sure you're fresh, you're ready to go. At what stage during the kilometers did you go, whoa, I am starting to battle?
So when we upped our kilometers to 30 kgs, it was okay. We were still feeling fine. We were going on. And when we hit the 30 kilometer mark, we looked at each other and we said, this is where it's getting real. So yeah, that's where it got very tough for us. And to the support of our crew along the way, they really helped us. So we met our crew at halfway.
Okay.
They had the 30 kgs waiting for us where we swapped, and they were just there with us the rest of the way, the second half, and that's what helped us push through. If it weren't for them, it would have been, I don't know, I can't even imagine what it would have been like, but yeah, the support and the help was amazing. That's what kept us going.
Now talk to me about the community of Wentworth. How have they taken this initiative from you both?
The community of Wentworth has really responded quite well. And in fact, when they had finished the run, there was quite a good response to them. A lot of people came out in the reception and they quite welcomed them home. And it's something positive seeing, you know. And it's not just the run. It's just the what they did with the run. It's like mental health and, you know, carrying your problems with you, carrying it through your community, carrying it from start to finishing, showing people that you can finish with a load on your back. And it's just about being okay.
Yeah.
And I was there at halfway and I went to go meet them at halfway, and I put on one of the bags, and Danny, those things were heavy.
Heavy.
And what made it more worse, he's putting chips and chocolate in the bag.
Right, I just want to go back to you. When you started off this conversation, you said you had problems, you went to speak to people, they kind of made fun of you. How long ago was that in your life?
So that was about 20 years ago. So
okay.
That's how young I was when I started experiencing some issues in life. I lost my dad when I was young and my mom moved out, so I'm the last born in the family, and I think that's how it impacted me a lot. So I had to push, I had to fight, I had to struggle just to get to where I am today. And yeah, thanks to God, you know, it's amazing.
First off, I must just say I'm sorry for the loss of your dad. I really, really am. We're in 2025 now. Do you think we're living in an era where, as men, when we're going through things, it's easier now to talk to your friends as opposed to 20 years ago?
It's a lot easier now. This march that we've done, Danny, it's really opened a lot of barriers. It's opened ways for us to connect to people more easier. And so far, after the march, there's a lot of people that are reaching out. They're like, can I please join? How do I join? I want to get on board. I want to do this. I understand the initiative and I want to carry my pain on my back.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't want you to carry it for me. I want to carry my own. It'll mean a lot if I carry it. So we're like, no problem, hop on board, join us. Our arms are wide open. We have space for everybody.
We're joined by Brian and Andre. who did an unbelievable thing a while ago where they walked 42 kilometers from Mplanga all the way to Wentworth. 30 kgs on their back, all for an amazing cause. Men's mental health awareness, which I think is something that we desperately need to talk about, especially the guys that just have these problems in their head and don't talk to anyone. And I'm assuming, Andre, the advice is to talk to people.
Yes, yes, yes. The advice is sometimes with a man, it's okay not to be okay. And we have the stigma attached to men that grown men don't cry. And that's one of the worst things you could ever say to a man, because sometimes a man needs to let it out, and he needs a man to let it out with himself.
Yeah.
So my advice to men is, latch onto someone. Speak about it. It helps.
Oh, that's incredible. I'm a guy, and I admit I do cry because I am a Man United supporter. But in all seriousness, I really take to heart what you said, and I really do hope that if you are a man now who's going through so many things and you don't speak to people, listen to Andre, listen to Brian, talk to people. And if someone's listening now and they want to get a hold of you or know more, where can they contact you?
So they will contact me on my cell number. So okay. My cell is 081-461-3927. And yeah, just pop me a message and I'll respond to you. We don't expect any commission from anybody. We're opening. Just show up. It's free of charge. Get involved. Join us. Let's take the community to a different level.
Andre, we were chatting now, right? And yeah. You've committed to something huge.
Yes.
Tell us more.
We know I had this idea, and it's been brewing about a couple months now in my head. And I was speaking to Brian on our way coming here. Human Rights Day, what I'd like is, because we also belong to a running club, Wings Athletic Club. It's based in Wentworth, but this is not just going to be a Wentworth type of thing. We're going to try and reach out to any man that would like to join us. On Human Rights Day, we would like to do this rock march. We'd like to start in Marion Ridge, Newlands, and from Newlands we go to Sydenham, Greenwood Park, and we'll finish off in Wentworth. We're going to go to all the colored communities, those ones that we know that we've grown up in, that are being affected by violence, by gangsterism, and just share a piece of our awareness and share a piece of positivity. But the catch is, every community we go to, we can add 5 kgs of weight onto our back. So we're hoping that by the time we finish, we'll finish by roughly 35 kgs of weight on our backs.
Once yeah. Brian walked out of the studio, Brian, come back! Brian!
Yo, Andre.
Now, we were talking earlier, and we're talking about the people that run Comrades for Cancer, and they wear those cow suits, yeah. And they're not breathable. And the explanation behind that is that when they suffer, they try and put themselves where the kids are in terms of suffering. Are you doing essentially the same thing for men's mental health awareness? Every time you add 5 kgs, you're taking on the suffering from men that don't talk.
Yes, 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 exactly. And why are we going to add it into every community we go through, we're going to add that 5 kgs because we want to take the weight from that community and carry it on to the next. It's like joining communities together.
Yeah, it's incredible. Yeah. I must be honest, I'm talking to you both now, and I get to talk to a lot of amazing people in my career. And just chatting to you both now, there's just a sense of optimism and realness and a sense of pureness. Like, you're here to really do good things, uplift the community, and be there and talk to guys who are not necessarily talking right now. So I take my hats off to you. You're doing beautiful things, yeah. And you're making the world a better place, eh?
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you, Danny.
Really. Thank you for joining us today. Happy Men's Day. All the best. And on that day, when you do that march, if I'm not walking with you or running with you, I will be there in spirit. Or I'll be on radio checking in with you along the journey, okay?
Okay.
Because right now the stomach is a bit too fat to even get up the stairs. Hence why I take the lift.
Talent is optional, but fun is mandatory. Danny Gaselli. Weekdays from 12 to 3 p.m. East Coast Radio.